This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the live feed, we hear from musician Mae Simpson. Simpson's genre-defying sound was on full display during her remote set for this year's Midwest Music Fest. KQAL's Bill Stonebrick sat down with Simpson to discuss her band's unique dynamic and her new record, Did You Make It Back? Now, here's Mae Simpson on the live feed, here on 89.5 KQAL.
So that was Keeping On My Feet. That's from Mae Simpson. That's from her new album called Did You Make It Back? That just came out in March. And on the phone today, I have Mae Simpson with us. How are you doing today, Mae?
Hey, I am good. I am really good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Wow. Great album.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also, Midwest Music Fest, good performance there. So, boy, I tell you what, you know, you've got a new album out. Usually you'd be playing live to support this. And now we're doing streaming gigs and streaming festivals. What's that like to, you know, I know a lot of artists talk about how the interaction with the crowd is kind of what feeds them and keeps them doing it. What's it like to play for a camera? I mean, you know, there's people watching, but there's no one in there live with you. You know, what's that like for you?
That's tough. I think any band really thrives off of that live crowd feel. And definitely for us, because we are such an energy-filled band, it's very difficult to kind of put yourself in the moment when you're just performing to a camera.
Right.
So, you know, we do the best that we can with getting the energy. You know, it's also nice to just be with the band and you can kind of pull from the band itself for the energy, but you know, it's nothing like having a live show. But at the same time, trying to remember that we are performing for everybody out there.
Right. Right. You know, I mean, I had a conversation the other day about that, you know, and we were talking about live versus just a video online. And, you know, at the very least, at least we're all watching it together at the same time, you know, kind of right. Sharing that moment together, you know, even though we can't be in person. So,
yeah, know, it's crazy times right now.
It is. It definitely is. And then so you started the Mae Simpson Band in 2017.
Yeah.
Real soon after that, you guys were releasing stuff. Did you have a bunch of songs ready and then the band came together, or did the songs just come real quick with that group?
The songs definitely came quick. There was a couple of songs that I had already kind of had, but they weren't really worked out as they are on the first EP, Feel It Coming. And then we kind of just reworked them, and the band put their pizzazz on it. And, you know, it just comes quick. Everything we kind of do happens relatively quick. We write really well together.
Wow. So you found the right group of musicians for this, huh?
I did. I got lucky, I think. We definitely are able to, I mean, even now we're creating a lot of music, which we're hoping to kind of stockpile until the moment's right. And then, you know, go ahead and release another one.
Right, right. Oh, fantastic. Speaking of which, since there's kind of, I'm assuming maybe you have some downtime now, you know, shows canceled and stuff. Are you working on anything now or?
You know, I can't speak, you know, too much about it. You know, we are definitely, we got some things in the works.
Okay.
So I just want to be kind of, you know, low key on that for now.
Right, right. Understandable. That's cool. Well, let's get back into some tunes. Let's hear some more of the album. This next one here is called Smile. I don't know. This one really got me going when I was listening to this. I dig
you
this.
You can't help but smile, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's so, yeah, it's such a good feeling listening to it. Well, let's check it out. We're talking to Mae Simpson today and talking about her album, Did You Make It Back? It was just came out in March. This is a tune from that album called Smile. Smile right here on 89.5 KQAL Winona.
Cause I just want one more glimpse of your fondness. Tell me you are timeless. I get the rhymes. Taking it from the top, letting the music drop. Do you feel it? Do you feel it deep inside of your soul?
And that was Smile from Mae Simpson. That's from her latest album, Did You Make It Back? It just came out this March, and we have Mae on the phone with us today. Mae, you've been compared to Janis Joplin and Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Those are some pretty huge compliments and some big shoes. Are those artists that you listened to growing up, or who did you listen to?
You know, I mean, I definitely listened to a bit of Janis. Definitely Patsy Cline, Bruce Springsteen, gosh, I don't know, so many Prince, you know, there was a lot. As far as being compared to a Janis Joplin, I don't think I necessarily sound like Janis, but I bring that same energy. You know, I think that's what it is. You know, it's definitely flattering and really cool. I mean, and I guess I'm doing something right. But I do feel like I am my own person. And I'm kind of doing my own thing and I'm just feeling, and that's the way it comes out.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was watching some videos earlier, and I watched a video for Already Here.
Yeah.
And I have not seen you live yet. And, man, I am so wishing that we all didn't have to stay home. I wish I could see you perform live now. You are a fantastic performer. Just the energy that comes through even on a video on YouTube, you know.
Just thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I hope
you're going to see a live show soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm curious, that video, was that shot with a cell phone?
Let me think about that for a minute. Yeah, I do believe it was. It was on one of those, what is it, that Gobo thing?
Okay.
That, you know, when it just kind of stays with you. Uh-huh. Totally was. We made sure the audio was pretty good on that. You know, we have David Kellerman, who is my bass player, but he also is an audio engineer, so he makes sure everything sounds real good.
Ooh, that works out nice.
Yeah,
because I was super impressed with the sound too. I was like, oh wow, you can really hear it. It sounds good. So
yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah, and great energy. Oh man, yeah, we're all missing live shows right now. I tell you that.
Know,
yeah, for sure.
I've been joking that I'm going to crowd surf next show.
Oh, awesome!
See how well that goes.
Right. Oh, well, let's get back to some tunes here. Let's play another one off May's new album. Her album, Did You Make It Back, just came out this past March. We've got her on the phone right now. But here's a track from that album. It's called Sorry, right here on 89.5 KQL Winona.
Sorry. Can you touch my body like you used to, darling? I don't wanna keep on stalling. You know where I'll be at. You can call me in the morning, I'll still be there, baby. Didn't really think I'd do it, did it? But you feel to the left and you feel to the right. Can you step with me, my baby? We can go all night like we used to, you know. I don't wanna be the one on the side.
That was Sorry by Mae Simpson. That's from her latest album. It came out in March. It's called Did You Make It Back? And we have Mae on the phone today with us. Mae, I'm kind of curious, you know, I was reading up a little bit about you before the festival, you know, was coming up, and because you played Midwest Music Fest, the streaming version here. But in your press releases and stuff, it says you're from South Carolina, moved up to Minneapolis-St. Paul area. I'm kind of curious, what prompted that move?
Well, so I am originally from South Carolina. I was actually living in Omaha, Nebraska when I moved to Minneapolis.
Okay.
And what prompted that move was I moved here for music specifically. Mm-hmm. My friend and I were in a duo group, a hip hop group actually. and so we moved here on a weekend whim, believe it or not. And
oh, wow.
I decided to not go back and pursue music here.
Oh, cool. And you guys, I mean, you got your own thing going on, your own sound, but you guys kind of fit in there, I think. There's a really good scene that has that kind of that funk and soul in it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Minneapolis is like that place for me, like that just, there's so many things going on here musically, and you can appreciate everything. it's so different, and you know, but it all kind of comes into this beautiful melting pot, and like it's some wild stuff going on.
Right, right. And it feels like the kind of scene where, you know, people are very supportive, too, of each other, you know, no matter what genre, you know. So I think
it
that
should
helps
be that way, right?
Yes, it should always be that way. You know, and I'm always curious, too, about artists' process and stuff, you know, how they come up with their stuff and everything. I'm curious, you know, growing up in South Carolina and then now living in Minnesota, does that affect your songwriting at all? You know, I mean, it's a different environment. So, you know, does that affect how you write?
You know, I've always kind of been a Southern girl. So I'm always going to have that feeling behind me. That's like that deep blues. I guess it gives me a different perspective when I'm writing, because I don't like to put anything into a genre. If I want to do a hip hop song, then I'm going to. If I want to do a blues song, then I'm going to, or a rock song. It's very versatile with the band, you know, what they're able to bring me to. Because when it comes to writing, you know, I can bring them a melody and I say, hey, this is how I want it to go. This is how I want it to feel, you know, but they're doing the work too. They're catching my ear with a sound, and they do it really well. So I guess if anything, it helps me bring some of my old roots to my new roots. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah. Well, and there's always that, I'm glad you brought that up. There's always that exchange between the musicians in a group, you know?
Totally.
And I think that's what creates the sound we hear, you know, is those different personalities. And
exactly. And I really love it. Any of my guys have ideas, I definitely welcome them. You know, we're a really good team. We work really well together in that aspect, and we are definitely creating this together.
Cool. So like when you're writing, do you guys just kind of work on, just kind of jam out and like things pop up, or do you kind of come with a skeleton and then you work on it, or how's it go?
Kind of depends. Sometimes I will say, this is kind of how I want the song to go and to feel. Let's kind of work it out in that angle, and then I'll let them know if I'm not feeling something or I am. And sometimes they bring me things that they've already worked on, and then we build it from that point. And sometimes we just jam all night until we are like, oh man, that sounds really cool. We should really dig into that.
Nice. And you just mine in that then, right?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Oh, I love it. Well, let's get back into the tunes. Let's hear another song off the new album. This one's called Home. It's from Mae Simpson's Did You Make It Back? It just came out this March. Mae, I'm just kind of curious about this tune. I'm hearing elements in it of kind of finding your way, finding your place, you know. Is there a story behind this song?
You know, I think that this is, I really love this song because I want the listener to be able to kind of dig into that themselves without me telling them what it is. Ooh, right.
Right.
So I don't want to really answer that because it's not mine to answer. You know, it's for the listener. What does it make you feel? You know, I kind of want to leave that to the listener. I don't want to take that away from anybody.
Oh, I like, that's a good answer. That's, in fact, that's the first time anyone's ever answered it that way.
Thank you, I guess.
That's fantastic. So let's go ahead and hear it. This is Home from Mae Simpson's Did You Make It Back? Right here on 89.5 KQAL Winona.
Driving down 95, losing yourself in white lines, feeling alone, feeling scared. I hope you finally find your way back home. And it'll be alright.
You're seeing colors now, and it's a beautiful sight.
And that was Mae Simpson with Home. That is from her latest album called Did You Make It Back? It just came out this past March. And we have Mae on the phone with us today. Mae, I'm kind of curious, you know, you would normally right now, you know, you just released an album. Normally you'd be playing out a lot, kind of supporting the album, doing stuff like that. Have you found any like new or creative ways to kind of promote the album in the absence of live shows?
You know, for that, it's doing the live streams, right? You know, okay. That's the only way that you can really promote it, and doing your own live streams. And what I'm also doing, every now and then I'll do a hashtag May post. And that's geared towards not only helping us as artists, but also helping other artists or anybody in general in need, which is kind of a cool concept. Essentially, I set up a Venmo and I Venmo out people when we are doing a live session on the live stream. Mm-hmm. And I get other people to do the same thing to random people just to help them out. So I think that has helped us out a little bit. And of course, all the live streaming that we already do and just individual pushes as well. And you know, it's also helpful that we have a radio interview. It's also helpful that we have the current playing us. So anything that you can grab onto at this point.
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of fans are trying to help support their favorite artists as well. Is there a website that you guys have merch and albums that we can buy on and stuff like that?
Totally. That's just maysimpsonmusic.com, M-A-E.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, I encourage anyone, if you haven't heard Mae's album or any of her stuff, go check it out. Go get it right now because it's really
right
good.
Now.
Right now. Run out and get it. Well, you don't have to run out and get it. You can probably download it. Right. Don't go to the store.
Don't do that.
But yeah, for sure. Really good stuff. I cannot wait to see you guys play live.
It'll be super fun. And when we're able to, you'll be the first one, you know, in line so that I can crowd surf, right?
Oh, of course. I'll be right up there.
Don't drop me.
I was just going to say, I'm not the most physical guy, so I don't know. Maybe I'll get some buddies up there to help out.
Deal.
So thank you so much for joining us today, Mae. Before we go, I'd like to close out the show with Monsters. Really cool tune. Good feel to that one, too.
Oh, yeah.
That one as well. It's just a cool, I'm not going to ask you what's behind it, you know, but I think there's a really cool feel behind that song, you know, and made me feel.
Well, with that
good.
One, I can kind of, you know, tell you a little bit about that one, which is a really cool thing. I didn't actually write that song.
Oh.
My guitarist, Jorgen Watkins, wrote that song and brought it to me. And I said, I absolutely love this song. And we have to do this song because it's beautiful. It's funny because he always doesn't like when I say that he wrote it during a live show, but
yeah.
I always do anyways, because, you know, it's truly just a sweet song and I wish I had written it, but I didn't, but I wanted to make sure I give proper love to him.
Right. For sure. Well, you guys definitely have a fantastic group going, you know, to collaborate like this and create these tunes for us. Really love it. Definitely. Well, we've been here talking to Mae Simpson. Her new album, Did You Make It Back, was just released this past March. Go out and get that for sure. But before we go, here is Monsters from her new record right here on 89.5 KQAL Winona.
When I was younger, it was only me shooting battle rockets to be happy. And then I saw your face, and right then I knew that there was nothing that I wouldn't do. I'd stand out in the rain, stay there as long as it takes. And when those monsters came, I'd beat them back again. I'd beat them back again. Ooh, 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 ooh. Thank you.
life gets busy and you lose a lot. City to city, going job from job. Well, if you ever get lost or someone's being mean, well, then just give me a call and I'll do anything. I'd stand out in the rain, stay there as long as it takes. And when those monsters came, I'd beat them back again. I'd beat them back again. To be happy, and then I saw your face, and right then I knew.
Thanks again to Mae Simpson for joining us on this episode of The Live Feed. To stream this episode or any other episode of The Live Feed, visit kqal.org and select the Media tab. I'm Willard Hike. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Like what you just heard? Find podcasts of The Live Feed and all your favorite KQAL shows at kqal.org. The Live Feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.